This ain't my business, but I just know.
Yeah.
Nothing on that beat, no.
Hey, mustard on the beat, ho. Debo, any rap nigga, he a freak throw. Man down, call like Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Man? Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love,
man,
just make sure you hide your little sister from him.
Said,
they tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
They not like us.
They not like us. They not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga.
They cold foul.
I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? B-Rest, that's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009,
right, I had man, this let's gonna get up into this shit, y'all.
That's right.
It's rock and roll, man. We like to welcome y'all to That Ain't My Business, but let's talk about it. You heard me? And we finna talk about this Kendrick Lamar versus Drake shit. You heard me? Mm-hmm. So what y'all think? So thus far, you know, Kendrick just dropped the song right before we started doing the podcast, so we had to come in on that. We're gonna come in on that Drizzy.
Yeah, I was listening to that song right there. He just dropped. I kind of like that one there, but I tell you what, it was well needed.
Yeah.
It was well needed because
yeah, cool.
I don't know if you seen Haney. Did you see Haney and Garcia? You seen when Garcia was hitting his ass with them left hooks?
Yeah.
I thought that was Kendrick, boy. I thought that was Kendrick. He didn't start fighting back, though. He didn't start fighting back. So
I agree.
Yeah, yep. He didn't start fighting back. But
he got to drop something. That's what I said.
I
got to redeem himself.
You say redeem himself. I feel like Kendrick kind of just not like I say, if the scorecard came out, I think he down.
Yeah.
Nah, that song that was good though. That song that was good though.
That a B selection.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, my thing be like this here. Like, it's not that he ain't saying shit, even though I done heard everything he's saying, but it's not that, like, because he's saying shit, he's lyrical as hell, but it's delivery to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like delivery is just important as your lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's just like this here. You put Pimp C and Bun B on the song, right? Now, who's the more lyrical one?
Bun B,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But who most people want to hear? Who they
PMC.
Want? They want to hear Pimp C because his delivery is better. You see what I'm saying?
It resonate with the people.
Yeah. So the thing is this, and I disagree when people say like Drake ain't saying nothing. Listen to him, he got lyrics too. He's not just saying bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like I listen to Chicago Drill. They say bullshit.
Yeah.
This is
my thing about Drake and Kendrick. See, Kendrick, you can only do that one thing, the lyricism shit. Drake can do it all. Drake can do the lyricism, the club shit,
melody.
The R&B shit. He can give you a vibe. He got something for every vibe. Kendrick got one vibe.
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, though. That little song right there kind of, you know, debate the difference.
Yeah, but
we ain't never just hear him on no up tempo type beat, and you know.
To me though, the song really like I ain't listened to the whole song yet, but they gonna say I'm biased, but it ain't just doing it for. It, to me, he don't sound
that
like
gonna
he
gonna go diamond in California.
To me, he don't sound. He don't sound like he confident. I don't hear the confidence in his voice. He sound like he don't
like
believe
he
the shit.
Yeah.
He sound like he don't believe the shit he said. It sound like he just you know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he better believe it because he putting some strong charges out there.
Yeah.
He all out there say the man a pedophile.
So you saying Kendrick Red?
Nah, I wouldn't. When you doing something,
man, keep that same energy you kept for BG.
When you doing something to a child, dude, I ain't got no. If a nigga ran on you, that's you.
But check this out. That's not proven. The shit with Kendrick and his wife, that's been documented. So when Drake speak on that, there's some shit that's already documented.
Now, that's what I'm saying. It's strong. That's what I'm saying. Them strong charges, and I ain't seen no.
No real proof.
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing like that. That's
like
point.
The shit with, you talking about Drake got another daughter.
Well, and he made him look like an ass, though. Drake made him look like an ass with this.
I sure just seen a post somebody talking about it. Like, they were saying, like, some people on their side, like, they just played games, like, give him false information.
Yeah,
like
they shit, gave him false information and he ran
with it.
Yeah, man, because you want something so bad, you gotta verify.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you look at it from that perspective, then, you know.
Yeah, you got
Drake beat him just a little. You know what I'm saying? Because Kendrick dropped more song, than him, right?
Yeah, he dropped more song.
So he kind of, you know what I'm saying? But this is what it is, though.
But it's the impact of the song.
But you know what I think? I think Kendrick been had all these songs already wrote.
Before,
all this shit already been wrote.
Before he planned,
this shit is an album rollout for Kendrick. He supposed to be dropping the album next month. This is a motherfucking album rollout.
I don't know.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'm a matter of fact, I'm going to get Kendrick his props. He really smart. You know, this is his first, like, independent album.
Right.
This is his first independent album.
Right.
So he say, fuck it. I'm going to play the game like all these other niggas play. I'm going to start some bullshit and run my numbers up on that first album.
Get
all that money to myself.
I tell you this, though. Drake say, cause when I put out my little opinion about the Kendrick song off the back, right? With the first song, you know, it wasn't too hot to me, you know.
Yeah, but it was, I agree.
You know. So when I put my opinion out, niggas say to me, how you gonna side with the white boy over a nigga that's from Peru? I say, well, shit. Jack, he from Peru. I ain't tell that nigga to rap like he Nicki Minaj or something with that shit. Yeah, what him being from Peru got to do with that, you know?
Say, Dante, how you feel about this shit,
man? Man, he can't keep saying the same shit.
He keeps saying the same shit?
He said it like four times in a row. Like, the first one was cool. He came back the second one and said the same thing another nigga said. Well, more niggas said. And he did it last night. And he did it today. Like, if he keep going back and forth, he can't keep doing that angle. Simple as that.
Yeah, he keeps saying pedophile.
Yeah, he putting out the shit. Pusha T said, he putting out the shit. DMX said, you know what I'm talking about?
Drake and DMX had got cool for DMX dad.
I tell you this here, though. He say, I know some nigga from the set in YG. He say, I got niggas. He say he know nigga from the
my nigga Chuck
really
T.
from the set, nigga. He say, nigga, it's a nigga out there living like that named CB.
Nigga, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, nigga. He say Chris Brown out there putting niggas up and shit. And cuz ain't scratch nothing. He say cuz ain't scratch nothing.
Man, Chris Brown diss track more harder than Kendrick shit to me, cause Kendrick, you instead of trying to talking riddles and shit, nigga, just say what you want. Say goddamn.
Kendrick trying to play that
quantity game. He trying to play the quantity game. If I keep putting shit out, it don't matter. I know the popular people gonna like Drake shit, but if I keep putting the shit out and seem like I'm all rapping him.
See, my thing with Kendrick is like this here. It's like he want his cake and eat it too. Yeah. Like when he rapping, he trying to be this positive shit. But then you want to be black and positive, but then at the very same time, you want to talk about gunplay and all that type of shit with him too. You know what I'm saying?
The same shit he trying to accuse Drake of, like you rapping gangster now and all that shit. Kendrick, you said you ain't no gangster. You the one talking about come with switches and all this shit and all that.
Yeah.
Then you really a rapping contradiction. You say on one song, you say you hate everything about him. On the last song, you say you ain't no hater though. But then you just said you a hater.
Yeah.
There's a mutual.
Then you talking about it, instead of bringing up him being biracial. But you wiped up a mix. You wiped up a mixed breed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mulatto.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't did that, and you supposed to be King Black Man.
You know
yeah,
they say ain't my preference. That ring that Drake got on in that video, they said that supposed to be the Kendrick fiance. And
see, if he was a real I black think, empowerment man like me, he'll have a bitch like mine. Mine black as tar.
Yeah. Me too. I like mine.
Yes,
I like
sir.
Mine look like the sky.
Yes, Lord like, George.
I like darkness.
Yes, sir.
I agree. I want my
mine black. Mine black is this table.
I want mine down a little purple, blue.
Shit, but I say like this though, cause I was seeing a bunch of people, my song, you know what I'm saying? I like my song, you know what I'm saying? I like
the music and
shit like that.
My
yeah.
son said Kendrick.
Yeah, he said Kendrick for sure.
Rappers gonna say Kendrick.
Yeah. They were really riding Kendrick, but if you actually sit and listen though, and you listen to Drake and shit, that's bullshit when they trying to make it like he just this, he just being a pop rapper. Like, he just... it. Don't get me wrong, his beats is good. I mean, that's smart music.
Yeah.
So his beats is good, but the nigga is saying shit too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know who the fuck Day Free was, but now I know who Day Free is.
That's Kendrick called that Stable Brother.
Yeah, that might be Kendrick, you know?
That little boy do kind of look like
know,
that, man.
I don't know, you know? Now, everything Kendrick put me on, and I ain't, you know, but Kendrick, I heard that shit before by Drake.
And this is my thing about Kendrick. You talking about Drake, then Game was allegedly with pedophile?
Yeah, he probably the
I'm pretty sure it's some niggas from. I'm pretty sure it's some niggas from Kendrick Hood that are fucking some young hoes.
I don't know, but I tell you this, like this here, if I'm gonna put out a diss record, I'm gonna get MJ on the track, yeah. M-Jizzle on the track to put my diss record out. Yeah, I ain't finna come getting no bullshit ass slow ass motherfucking beat. That nigga, you putting me to sleep on, cuz. Wow. You read, nigga, this ain't bedtime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you released the shit late at night because I ain't want to go to bed off your shit.
You know what the feeling this shit gave me? You remember when you was in school? You know, when I get up and go to school, I be so energized. But as soon as I walk in that classroom, I get tired as fuck. That's the same feeling Kendrick first couple records gave.
Yeah. Then he come in with the Wizard of Oz shit. That shit, dog, buddy. Then, you know.
These last two, I fuck with the last two.
That last one, though, I like that last one.
The last one straight, but the ones before that, nah.
Yeah, I like that last
one. He should have been came with this one.
But that
top two for sure.
The same way that they feel like rappers now be too, like, focused on like, dancing or whatever the case may be, the same way they feel like that, I feel like he be too focused on trying to sound. Now, it's a difference between being lyrical and trying to sound lyrical.
Yeah.
He do too much to try to sound lyrical. That's not to say that he ain't lyrical. It's just you do too much to try to be that. Just, you know what I'm saying? Make good music and be lyrical.
But would you call that like his own little swag?
Can be.
Man, that shit butter as fuck to me.
It's like that's his own butter swag.
With all disrespect, that shit is butter to me.
Yeah, it's better than me too, but you know.
Yeah, I don't listen to it either.
But it's a bunch of people. Yeah.
I don't.
But it's a bunch of people. He got a fan base, you know.
Yeah, he got the other butter motherfuckers.
I'm going to tell you.
The type of people that don't wear deodorant.
If the West Coast fuck with them though.
They ain't got, who else they got?
But that's about it though.
They ain't got nobody else.
Like, you know, the West Coast.
Why is this about these niggas?
The West Coast and fucking old people, they fuck with Kendrick. But I like good music too. Yeah. Like, and by good music, I mean like that old school ass shit, right? I don't like that shit. I don't be listening to that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I used to listen to Schoolboy Q, but I don't know. Kendrick.
Yes, they on a little jump.
I'm
gonna tell you what I know. And I'm gonna tell you what I heard. I'm gonna tell you what I know. That shit trash.
Tell them what God love.
I'm gonna tell you what God love.
Yeah.
Shit, you talking about pedophile shit. Kendrick, you a Christian, ain't you? You know how many pedophiles in the Bible?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to get on here and defend the pedophiles.
I'm just saying. But, I ain't defending them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I will say this here. I do feel like he using it to, like, you know, kind of turn the people against Cause and if you ain't
at
got
this
no,
time, and you know what I'm saying, this time anyway.
Yeah.
Like that's the perfect time to do it.
But my thing is this: if you gonna do that, like I hope you know something, cause that's a hell of a thing to put on the nigga.
Nah,
that, you don't
nah,
know.
Nah,
man.
That's really. What that shit called? You the big, you know the technical man. What that shit called?
See, nah, I'm Kendrick. See what I'm saying? He talking about I'm technical. Nigga, what?
You know, I be high, man. So, my
nah,
shit,
you say what now?
That's real, what they call that shit?
Slander?
No.
Defamation?
It's defamation. It's defamation.
If he ain't got no proof.
The court. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got no proof. If he had proof, he going off what people saying. Yeah, other people
Drake
that don't like Drake.
Drake can sue him for that if he ain't got no real proof.
But I'm gonna tell you, defamation case is hard as fuck to prosecute. Like that, why I be, you know how many of them racist white people then came at me with that? Oh, I'm gonna sue you for defamation, this and that. Like you know, I done had all type of counsel people, all type of shit. And somebody they gonna sue me for defamation. You know what I told them every time, bring it on.
You know why they ain't doing
that shit hard.
Nah, right? You wanna know it's hard. I ain't saying I'm.
Cause for one, let
but
me tell
I,
you,
with all due respect, I'm not saying
the foul.
I know you ain't broke, but you ain't Drake or Kendrick.
Nah, I'ma tell you
if
something.
If you was Drake or Kendrick, they would have hit your ass with this.
Nah, let me tell you something. I am broke, but let me tell you something.
When there's a man coming behind it, they gonna find a way.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. This is why, because the first foundation of a defamation case is this: you got to that person that you suing got to. It has to be knowingly false. You see what I'm saying? So I can say something that's false, but if I believe it within my core, I thought it was true, then that's not defamation. You see what I'm saying? It has to be knowingly false. I has to know but this
I,
is false.
But how can you prove if they...
Bingo! Now you see why it's so hard to prosecute a defamation case.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to prosecute them cases.
So who y'all? We gonna go one by one. Who you think winning?
Drake winning right now, my opinion.
And you
not by that much, but
even after hearing the other song, but you ain't heard the whole song. But even after hearing the,
like you say, I mean, not like you say, but at the same time, you know, Drake he got the crown right now. So Cug can do as much as he want to. Drake still got the crown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What you think, Dante?
Miss Drake, simple to the fact, I don't think, like I said, I don't think Kendrick can, like, keep this going back and forth with this same thing. And then we got to wait for Drake to respond, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all follow him on Instagram, but he real confident that he know and got most stuff in the tuck for Kendrick. So I think he going to use that in his, like, for an advantage to beat Kendrick. But other than that, I mean, I don't think Kendrick can do nothing else after this. He can't keep, like, the next, if he do got another song, he can't do that again. I don't want to keep hearing that, but Drake for sure.
You don't want to keep hearing what?
Like the same thing everybody else, like, telling Drake. Joe Budden said it. Like, 4 tracks in a row, he called him white, not black enough. Then he came back and, like, all right, he black, but he ain't. Then he keep,
Yeah, he black to me.
Yeah, he black to me.
That's a nigga. You saw his dad.
Yeah.
So what you think? Who you think winning?
Who I think winning? Well, the scorecard is clear. It ain't about no think. Yeah, it is clear. It's clear cut decision. Unanimous across the board.
Hey, you not hitting that last song. Who you think?
Huh?
Who you think winning after hearing that last song?
After hearing the last song,
I ain't gonna lie.
The nigga down 2-3 rounds.
Kendrick up right now, man.
He down 2-3 rounds.
Kendrick up right now, man.
He was down 2-3 rounds. You can't get knocked out in round 1, 2, and 3 and then come and throw a good blow and think you won the fight.
That boy, he ain't get back up.
Oh, so you saying he's Zab Zuda when Zab Zuda fighting Mayweather. He won a couple good rounds after getting fucked up the first couple rounds.
I ain't see the fight. But I tell you what.
I ain't Kendrick up right now, man.
I think he fighting back. I think he knew he was down and he needed to do something. He on life support. Yeah. That's what it is.
Nah,
Kendrick on life support.
That boy just got a good haymaking. Boy up right now.
He just, matter of fact, he ain't on life support. They just put him in a normal room. He just got off of life support.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They just moved him to the normal flow. Now you can go visit him if you want to. Because shit, it was looking bad. It was looking
what'd you think?
Man, I still feel like Drake winning. Man, like I feel like he winning, you know? Then a girl told me on Facebook talking about Kendrick got a mole in his camp. He know everything. I say, so the nigga need help. Don't you tell me Kendrick need help. He need assistance. Is that what you saying?
Yeah.
So he got to go right into then if a nigga telling you shit to say.
I wish we could.
They both got a team. People too.
Go leery for leery and just really show shit. Cause this is my main problem with everybody right now. They pushing this narrative as if that Drake ain't saying nothing.
And they pushing the narrative.
That's what's pissing me off.
They trying to say the people.
Cause listen to what the man's saying.
He's saying some shit.
The Kendrick fans trying to say Drake fans ain't smart enough to understand what Kendrick's saying.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. You saying some shit, but I done heard that shit before, bro. You know what I'm saying? It has no shock value.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is my take, man.
Yeah.
Kendrick acting like a mad baby mama. He saying shit a woman to say. You ain't being a father to your son. He talking about Drake buying pussy in the islands. What else he gonna do out there if he ain't got no bitch with him?
Mm-hmm. See, yeah.
It's more niggas buying pussy than niggas that ain't buying pussy. So Kendrick, you saying you ain't up about no pussy? Don't you telling me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He talking like a woman.
I mean, like my boy say, he doing his due diligence to give back to the community.
Yeah, shit. What the fuck you mean, shit?
Hey, man. Say, man. That's feeding somebody. She probably got kids. That's feeding somebody.
Yeah, shit.
I'll tell you that now.
I know a lot of niggas when it made it wasn't nobody buying pussy. A lot of mamas got
I bet it's a bunch of niggas. I mean, I bet it's a bunch of bitches in Kendrick neighborhood that done sold that cooter.
Say, buddy.
I ain't in mind.
But they got a whole track with them hoes selling that. That's where that pimping shit come from.
Hmm. What, Bumpton?
I don't want to say Bumpton, but, you know, West Coast. You know, Chicago on the West Coast.
I don't know. I ain't never been out there, so I can't tell you like this.
I ain't never been out there either. Yeah. I'd have been in Sacramento, though.
So, in y'all opinion, what we going to start with you. In your opinion, what you think Kendrick need to do to go and finish this shit, or what Drake need to do to go and finish this shit?
Kendrick got to go on the whole album press run, go on drop him an album, and capitalize off of it, because it ain't guaranteed he going to win.
Man, what motherfucker be forgetting this shit? Drake, mob ties, nigga.
But Drake, Drake just gonna keep on doing him. Drake just gonna keep on doing him. He gonna do what makes sense. But like I say, Kendrick, he just need to capitalize off this moment.
Man, this shit mob tied.
What you think, Dante?
Kendrick gotta gain the younger audience on his side. Like, the music he making now for, like, them old ass niggas. Yeah. And for Drake.
Damn, old ass niggas is crazy.
It is, bro. You can't. I ain't finna have no female alone. Like, you finna wanna fuck with that Kendrick Lamar?
Nah,
hell no.
Hold on now.
Nah.
I finna tell you something. This what I'm tell you what you mess up.
Females like Kendrick Lamar.
I'ma tell you. The freak
J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
Some of the freakiest females listen to Kendrick Lamar. They listen to Kendrick Lamar, they wear glasses. They probably
you saying prostitutes listen to Kendrick Lamar?
Hell no. I'm saying them bitches that be kind of
them geeking ones.
They listen to Kendrick Lamar, and they gonna get you some of the best sex you ever had in your life.
I swear.
Yes, Lord John.
But check this out, man. This is another thing I wanted to add on. Then they mad at Drake because he fucked with Sixty Red. Like, why y'all mad? Because a nigga fuck with a hoe, like a certain type of... Like,
so you saying Sixty Red is a hoe?
No, I'm saying because a nigga fuck with it, because how he support her. They mad about that shit. Just like they mad about how he fuck with 21 Savage.
Yeah, I like Sixty.
They acting like women. You jealous because he supporting Sixty Red.
So you saying, you feel like Kendrick want to fuck Sixty?
Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm saying, why y'all adding this woman to this shit?
I don't see no problem with that.
Y'all see, he's supporting that woman. Y'all steady. Then people steady talking about the shit.
He hating on they him, him say, supporting yeah, Sixty.
They even came up with this theory that Drake getting paid to support her. Why? Just can't just fuck with her? These the type of niggas that ain't got homegirls.
Yeah, because I love Sixty.
These the type of niggas that ain't start getting pussy.
They could never make me hate her. They could never.
Yeah, I fuck with Big Sexy too.
Sexy, boy.
I fuck with Sexy.
And she goes,
Sexy tough. Red, look, yeah. Oh, bout that ass.
Yeah. Anything. To, and she from St. Louis. I be throwing up there and shit. Yeah. Oh, my baby. Yeah. I'm trying to run into that thing.
Flying through the.
Mm-hmm.
Man, from time to time.
Hey, with that boy, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm sure trying to get up in that thing.
Say, Bruce, who winning, man? Drake or Kendrick Lamar? Yeah.
Yeah, he
said he kept it real.
Yeah,
but you know, niggas, I'm gonna say niggas that like Kendrick, they gonna act like we don't know music and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna act like we all know music. We can't understand, bitch. I'm very intelligent.
But I bet they go on their playlist. Kendrick Lamar ain't in it.
Nah, this nigga never get on my Apple Music. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, kid.
I just don't
like Kendrick Lamar. You know what I've been doing all day while I've been cutting the yard? Huh. Nigga, I played Drake's song about 100 times. I said, I'm finna look, this bitch get the number one.
And look, I'm the type of nigga. And what's crazy though, I'm a type of nigga that really listen to everything though. Like, I listen to Hobson and shit like that. I don't know if y'all know.
I know you're talking about.
I listen to everything. So you can't come to me with that bullshit, like, talking about, like, I don't know. Nah, I know. That shit just ain't entertaining.
Lamar. I like the first album, but when he came with that, but the Pimp a Butterfly, I tried to listen to it. I cut that shit out. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You trying to be too artistic, nigga? You ain't fucking what the nigga that do the paintings?
I don't know no nigga that paint.
But nigga, you ain't him. Nigga, you ain't Cappuccino. What the nigga?
Picasso.
Nigga,
Picasso.
You
Picasso,
nigga.
Yeah, some shit.
Like that.
Oh yeah,
nigga,
you ain't fucking Picasso.
He ain't got no Picasso in his house.
Shit,
you ain't got no Picasso.
At least Jay-Z waited till he was old. Shit, started doing all this.
Drake got a Picasso.
Yeah,
I'm willing to bet Drake got a Picasso in his house.
He had some balls for Rick Ross on that bit too.
Got some bars for Rick Ross.
He was talking about Rick Ross on that bit.
Oh, you said bars for Rick Ross.
Yeah, the song Drake. He said something about some bars, just like how Ricky used to do.
Yeah, I know he said Ricky read a nigga's rights or something.
Yeah.
I know he said he read nigga's rights off of Ricky. He was what that shit is in the jail.
He was a CEO.
He was a CEO for like 3 years.
He made
6 months. Yeah, he said made like he was just there for 6 months.
Old boy dropped the video of him marching.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one thing. This one thing about Rick Ross.
That bitch funny, though.
Look, hold on. This one thing about Rick Ross. Anything against 50 Cent is against me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you ain't with 50 Cent, I ain't dying with you, because 50 Cent came and saved us good people here in Shreveport.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
matter of fact, let's give 50 Cent a round of applause real fast. Let's give 50. Shout out to 50, man.
So, anything that's against 50 is against me.
50, open the G-Unit store down here. We buying that bitch out.
Yeah.
We gonna wear the monster shirts and all that shit. Bring that shit back. We even gonna wear them Reeboks.
Nigga better not even breathe too hard. I'm looking at a nigga. None of that. None of that shit. Maybach, none of that. We don't even drive Maybachs down here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, none of that.
Then his planes just crashed or something?
Yeah, he ain't even got no good plane. Yeah. Look, his plane ain't even good.
Nah, he dick eating.
Afford a plane.
They say the nigga asked Drake about the Rick Ross this. He said, man, as soon as I hear Ross say he got more money than me, I cut this shit out, man.
I'm going to keep it G like this too, though. That's really who this shit should be between Drake and Rick Ross.
That was Jewel Santana say Rick Ross.
Cause Rick Ross shit. Rick Ross shit really did go harder than Kendrick shit.
Real shit. I got it a couple times.
Yeah, he was saying he was putting some shit in there. It's just he fucked up when he playing with 50. We don't play like that down here in Shreveport. we don't play like that.
What is that, Noah?
Man, what the hell is that noise?
What the fuck y'all doing in there, man? Motherfuck. Tell y'all, we gonna holler at y'all, man. That's the type of shit Kendrick fans do. They disrespectful. Don't respect nobody's shit, you hear me? Wanna preach that black empowerment shit, man. But I hear fucking white hoes.
She white or Mexican? Oh, shit.
Nah, they say the women he was cheating on their white with was white.
Like I'm in a group. I'm in a group text full of white, like veterans and shit. These people say everything. Man, I look at my shit, cause the fucking mission say dick still big though. What the fuck y'all talking about?
What's going on?
I'm finna see. I'm finna. Nah,
how we get up?
These niggas is crazy. I don't be reading that shit, cause these niggas they had white people jokes.
Them white boy play them dick games.
Yeah,
but we
this ain't my business. But I just know about it.